Clothe yourselves in sackcloth and lament, you priests. Howl, you attendants at the altar. Go and lay down all night long in sackcloth, you attendants of God, as the house of God is denied its sacrifices and drink offerings. That was Joel chapter 1, verse 13, our daily scripture from the version of Yours Truly, 2003. And this is not just referring to some other organization, like as though it's never us. It's always us. It's always referring to us. We always have to take it personally when a prophecy is looked at, because it's our word of God. Like the word of God is given to us, and we're not just supposed to project it onto someone else and say, oh, they're the ones who are at fault. I mean, obviously we do that all the time because they are at fault in some cases, but in many cases it's always the fault of someone else, right? But of course it applies to everybody. That's the thing about scripture. So, but in the case of an organized religion, the priests are part of that organized religion, so it's applying to that organized religion. It's not applying to the individuals who are not priests. It's only applying to the priests. Now, if you recall from earlier, we looked at the Old Chronicle in part one of the Ark of Urartu, the Orient Express, and in that Old Chronicle, which is including this great illustration of the pyramid, the Great Pyramid here, showing all these dimensions and how they corresponded with remarkable things. But I mean, the numbers corresponded to lengths of time, I believe, and things like that. I mean, the perimeter of the Great Pyramid, and you could use the numbers of the dimensions of the Great Pyramid to find other information, because the pyramid was built in order to preserve other information. So they encoded information into the size of the pyramid itself. I forget what the detail was that we discovered. I discovered something really significant while I was looking at this earlier, during our study earlier. Now I can't remember what it was I found, but... Well, you can see how the circumference, right, of the pyramid is it's inscribed as a circle here, with the bottom of the perimeter centered on the middle of the base of the Great Pyramid. And when that's done, the center of that circle is exactly at the height of the Great Pyramid. Circumference. It's remarkable. That's the square base of the circuit of the pyramid, 36,525. It's just amazing how they built this thing. That's just one thing. I just noticed that now. I don't think I saw that before. There's a lot to learn from it. But the other thing for today, what I want to show you is in the Sothic cycle, which was the first Sothic cycle of Egypt, the first 15... kings of that first dynasty. It says 15 generations of Sinic or Sothic cycle here. There are 443 years, and that's actually the common cubits of the pyramid base side. Isn't that remarkable? So in cubits, the side of this Great Pyramid is 443 cubits. So that's how we know that number 443 443 is what the number is. That's how, and that's the number of years of the first 15 kings of the Book of Sothis, or the Sothic cycle. Although in the Book of Sothis it's actually 395, but in the Old Chronicle, which is what this is, it's 443. And it's preserved in the Great Pyramid, according to this. Now, these are inches, I think we decided, right? All this was in inches. So, what if we, I wonder if we can prove that right now. I'd like it if it works, but I don't know if it's going to work. We're, oh, yeah, I dragged it up here. Here it is. So, this is our calculator. So, let's try 4565. 0.625, which is 5/8, right, times 2, divided by a common cubit, which is what? Is it, are they talking about 20.3 or some other thing? That's 449. We're close. Okay, so let's see. Maybe 20.6. Yeah, it's 20.6 is the Egyptian cubit. 443 is the answer. See that? In cubits. That's amazing. I never saw that before. That's incredible. Okay, so we know that this number 443 must be right because the Great Pyramid has built that number right into it. So, I mean, that's insane. So good. Okay. Now, when we studied the Ark of Urartu and we did Chapter 9, Paragraph 2, I wanted to review this because I've made a new discovery just today, I did it in greater detail today, but I discovered it a couple of days ago, or maybe just one day ago. Yeah, I discovered it when I had to reinstall my operating system. That's when I discovered this, because I had so much time waiting for the download. So I discovered this, that this number 2281 was now, as we said here, it was, although we had said it was 13 years higher than the date we had formerly proposed, I've now changed my mind again, and I see that our original date, 2268, which is also our special number, which is such an important number, it's got a factor of 7, divine factor of 7 in it as well, and it's the time between Adam and the deluge in years, and also the years between the deluge in 3282 and Solomon's Temple in 1014, and Adam in 5550, right? To the deluge in 3282. And all these important dates are connected by this number 2268. So what if the date of Sargon year 1 is also 2268 BCE? By the way, there's another thing. The Exodus is in the year 2268 in the Jewish calendar, in our chronology. That's another insane thing. I remember that, and we can show that somewhere. Did I just close that calculator? Yeah, I shouldn't have closed it, but anyway. Let's prove that. So I think the Jewish calendar is 3761 BCE in year 1, something close to that. And so we'll just subtract 2268. I mean, we've got a lot to cover today. 1493, see that? There we go. That's our Exodus date. So that's in the year 2268 of the Jewish, or Anno Mundi, or the according to the Jewish religion. That's their year for Adam, 3761, but it just so happens it's also 2268 in their calendar, which is the Exodus date. So that's the Exodus in 2268 in their calendar. So 2268 for Sargon year 1 now. That's the other new thing. So if 2268 is Sargon year 1, all we have to do, and I was trying to add 12 years and talking about the 12 years. Somewhere we talked about 12 years we had to subtract or move. There were 12 years different in Jackson's book, anyway. Oh, no, yeah, maybe I didn't mention the 12 years in the article here. I'm not sure if I did. But in Jackson's book, he goes into this all over. He does it in great detail. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and page 46 of Hale's book, he says that the division of the earth was 29 years after the death of Shem, on page 46 of volume 2 of his book, A New Analysis of Chronology. and Geography in four volumes. It's in volume 2, page 46, from 1830, Hale's book. I just found that today and just thought that was remarkable because I couldn't find it until I found out it was volume 2. But the other thing is, looking at Jackson's book, he always talks about these numbers of years. Now, his number 553, though, was something he said was... I have so much to cover. He said 553 was the time... Well, that's the year of our Lord, 553. That's not what we want here. Hang on. Yeah. Which volume is this? Volume 1, that's good. Yeah, so we need to go back. There, I think... Yeah, this is it. Yeah, this is it. It says, just 12 years after the ending of the Arabian dynasty. So when I've done... But that was with the 395 years, which is the same as the 443, but it's got some problem with it. So it should be 443 if you use the Great Pyramid, which we just did. But this number 395 is when you take the first 15 kings in the Book of Sothis and add them up. You get 395 instead of what the Great Pyramid says, which is 443. So that's where that 395 comes from. We don't care about it right now. But the 12 years after the ending of the Arabian dynasty is the thing. So I started using his numbers and trying to do the... Always trying to use this 12 years, but there's places where you shouldn't use the 12 years. It's only used in conjunction with... So that's why I shifted back, right? That's why we shifted back. And also he says 22 years... It's ridiculous how many things. He says 22 years is the time difference between the beginning of Nimrod's reign and the beginning of Egypt. But that's only in his chronology, that 22 years. So I've been trying to use that, and I'm wrong to be doing that because my chronology, our chronology, is different from his. So a lot of what he says doesn't apply to us, or not a lot of it, but quite a bit of it, let's say. But so where was I again? Well, yeah, the 12 years. So where do we say... So that's why I thought, well, we could shift this date back 13 years. You know, it might be connected to the fact there was a 12-year shift that he was talking about. Jackson, in his book from 1752, John Jackson, Chronological Antiquities, Volume 1. But anyway, so where do we do that? I'm trying to think. Let's look for that. Let's search for that, for that date. What was it? 2281. 13 years higher, right? Yeah. No, okay, so that's the only time we talked about it. Okay, so let's go to today's study, because we're going to talk about this today. We're in the Ark of Urartu, the Orient Express, Chapter 9, Paragraph 8. So because I've been preparing this for so long, I'm going to talk faster and all sorts of things like that. But the thing is, most of what this paragraph says, here's the thing, it says the 821. Yeah. Remember we discovered the 809 was what it said in the Crucible article, if you remember that. What was this? Is this the Crucible? Yeah. This is the Crucible. So if we look up 809, we found that 809 was the end of the Empire of Assyria. It was 809 in the Crucible article. This is when Ereba Marduk, or Arbaces, you know, attacked and defeated Ashurdan III, who was identified as Sardanapalus. And I think it was only we who identified him that way. But we came up with this, which is 46 years earlier also, this date, 809, from what the Bersagali eclipse is, I think, in 763, I think it's what it's called. And that's so everybody else's chronology, the conventional conventional chronology, not everybody, but the conventional chronology is 46 years later than us. But because we have 809 here, and we were talking about this. I was talking about 821. But what happens when we take 8... well, what if we take 2268? This is what we were doing. 2260, now subtract the 1460 years of Sincelus, which he gave for the duration of the Assyrian Empire. And we get 808, which is only 1 year different from 809. So that's the incredible, that's the new discovery I made, I think. I think that's brand new for me. I didn't see that before, I think. But I never know if I've seen things before because I've worked for so long on this at different times, but and for intensively worked on it. So that's an incredible discovery there, because that makes me convinced that 2268 is the correct number. Okay? So this is phenomenal. Now, I'm really excited, but 2268, look at this, plus 443. Let's add the 443 from the Great Pyramid to 2268, because that's the time period for the duration of the first 15 kings of the Sinic cycle. But it's also supposed to be the time, and we're going to look at something else here too, I think, in a minute. We've got a lot to look at here. I don't think we have time to read the paragraph even today, because we got so much to look at. But I want to read it, but it's just not relevant, not as relevant as what we're doing. If you look at the Old Chronicle, this is the Old Chronicle here. Well, okay, yeah, we'll come back to that calculation. If you look at the Old Chronicle, it says here that there were 534 years from the flood to the building of the tower. So we can calculate when the tower was built. We'll do that. 534, I never used that number before. But if we add 2268 plus 443, what does it equal? 2711, okay? This is the interesting thing here. 2711 is my new discovery, okay? This year, 2711, it fits better than everything else for a number of reasons, because if you subtract 27 years from that, which is the years in the Wild Rota article, there's a king called Kasakemwy. And I just want to do that again. Plus 443, right? This is from the Great Pyramid. And then subtract 27 for the king Kasakemwy, and we get 2684, almost exactly the right time for the beginning of the Old Kingdom, with the first king being Djoser. Okay, so this is what we have here. So this is perfect in that sense, that 2711. That's exactly what we said in the Wild Road article, that Kasakemwy is dated, I think we said 28 years, but that's 27 years is fine as a number. We could use 28, we'd just get 1 year lower, but it would still be within 2 years of being correct. So we're really amazing there, because that came out of nowhere. Oh, that's another fortuitous thing that I didn't expect that happened. Okay, so let's just dim something down here. This is way too bright. There we go. So maybe that's dimmer. I think it's too bright anyway. Well, we got too many bright things in the background. Well, now that we got the 534. Okay, so we did that calculation. We got just about the same exact thing as Old Kingdom Egypt, which is exactly what it should be. So it looks like that's right. Everything looks right. But what if we take that 2711 and now add the 30 years, which king would it be? I don't want to do it that way, though, I don't think. I want to show some other stuff here, if I can. Let's do the 534 next. So we go from our date for the deluge, 3282, for the deluge of Noah's time, subtract the 534, what do you get? 2748, right? Remember, that's the same number, 2747, 2748, in that same vicinity as what Mr. Jackson also gave in one of his footnotes, 2747, but he thought it was 100 years too early, but he still gave that number, 2747, just like we had, which is 27 years after the eclipse of Nimrod, right, in 2774. So 2747 looks right now, based on the Old Chronicle, for the time of the, now that's for the time of the dispersion, the building of the tower, the confusion of languages. So that's, now, from that date, let's call it 2747, first of all, not 48. We'll call it what we think it really is. Now, from that time, Nimrod ruled, let's say, 6 years or something like that, which is what Jackson says in his book. If I look at volume one of Jackson's book, which is a little earlier, and here it is. Yeah. Here, I want to show you everything if I can. He says Nimrod reigned 6 years after the dispersion. Right there. Okay? Okay, so, bring that back out of our way. So, if Jackson ruled 6 years, then we get 2741 is an important date at the end of Nimrod's rule, right? But no, yeah, okay. So, and that, we call that the dividing up of the land, too. That's a date we gave for the dividing of the land. So, I've written it all down here. Let me just see. We're not going to have time to do anything. Like, it's just so much stuff. That was so much stuff that works. It works good. So, we're going back now. Instead of the 821 for the end of the Assyrian Empire, right? We've gone back and we've said it's 809 from the Crucible article. So 809, and we added 809 plus this 1460 years that Sincelus gave for the Assyrian Empire. We got 2268 or 69. We got 69 in the calculation, maybe, but we're going to say 2268 because that we know is the right number. According to everything, it's also the date of the Exodus in the Jewish calendar and all sorts of other stuff associated with it, right? 2268 is a marvelous number. And also 36 times 63, I used it to derive the value of the golden ratio in another place where I used this 2268 to do that. So there's something special about this number, evidently. And we're running out of time, but that's okay. But when I wrote the 2741, yeah, remember that number we just did? 2747 minus 6 is 2741. But now, if we subtract the 57 years that is given in Fotheringham for... In Africanus, for Athotis, 57 years. Right? The second king of the Manetho's first dynasty, according to Africanus, 57 years. That's Thoth, 57 years for Athotis. And he's given 27 years in Eusebius, but we're interested in what... The 27 plus the 30 of Menes in Eusebius also adds up to 57. So we think that 57 is really important, based on the fact that we can get it in a couple of different ways there. So the other thing is 2747, we could also do this. But let's subtract the 57 from 2741, we get 2684. That's the Old Kingdom again. Okay, but the other thing we can do is 2747, this is just going to get better. Minus the 62 years of Menes, what do we get? 2685, the Old Kingdom. Again, you see that? Again, we got it again. So there's something important about this 2747, it looks like. But the other thing is, okay, so how do we get from, well, from 2741, we know after Nimrod, after Osiris dies, okay, let's see what else I have here. I can't read with my glasses on. All right, let's see what I got. Another thing. 2711, you see, in Eusebius, Thoth is given 27 years, or Athotis, second king. So if we take the 2711 date, that's the other thing. 2711 is, we're going to have to relate that somehow, right, to the... Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, but 2711 minus 27 is 26. Once again, 2684, it's the Old Kingdom. So, you see how that works? And those are the 27 years of Kasekemwy, not of Thoth. Okay? So, here's another one. Oh my goodness. This is just mind-boggling. 2711 minus... 815, which is the number given in the Book of Sothis for the number of years between the first king of Dynasty 1 and the time of Joseph. It came out to 700 years plus 115 years when you added up all the years there. 815 total, and that gives 1896, which is the actual, just about exactly year one of Senusret II, who we identified as being Joseph. So that's another insane thing that shouldn't be there. It shouldn't happen. So there's something special about 2711. And also Proverbs 2711, our daily scripture for today. From Proverbs, that is. We've had our daily scripture, but another scripture that I want to share is 2711, because that's our special number for today. 2711 of Proverbs says, "Be wise, my son, and make my heart rejoice, that I may make a reply to him that is taunting me." Returning to our article again, and our calculator. So, I'm trying to relate 2711. There's more to say, though. Look at this. 2268. Here's how we can relate this, too. 2268 plus 215 for the Arabian kings, plus the 228 years that Eusebius gives for the total of this Dynasty 1 here. It equals 2711. You see that? That's insanity. We're just going nuts here with excitement. I am, anyway. It's just crazy. And also, 2711 plus... Okay, look at this. This is insanity. This 2711 plus the 69 years of Nimrod's reign according to the Kitab al-Magal. 2780, which is the death of Shem. See that? So in other words, when Shem died, that's when Nimrod sort of became dominant for 69 years. So... that's insane, too. That 2711 is connected that way as well. And also, the years of Thoth. Let's get back to that. Yeah, 2711. Here we're going to finally connect things together. 2711 plus the 27 years of Thoth, according to here, Eusebius, 27 years for Thoth, the second king of Dynasty 1, that equals 2738. Guess what that is? Well, that's almost exactly... year one of Shennong in the Chinese history and chronology, right? For the Flame Emperor Shennong, 2737 was his year one. And you notice if we add, I mean, this is just crazy. If we add to that the 14 years, sorry, how did I get the 2738 again? Plus 27 for Thoth. Because after Nimrod died, that implies Nimrod died in that year there, 2738, possibly, right? Which is, we thought it was about 6 years after 2745, which we said was the time of the dispersion. At least at one point we were saying that was the time of the dispersion. 2745 does seem to be a good number also in many, so there could have been 2 years before the dispersion occurred when they might have started to build, and then 2 years passed before they had the dispersion occur. But the other thing I wanted to show you, in Jubilees it talks about 43 years for the tower, right? 43 years for the tower. But 2738 plus 14, which is the number of years of Enmerkar that we calculated, that's 2752 or 2751, year one of Enmerkar, right? Now subtract the 43 years of the tower from that. 2711 plus 27 plus 14 minus 43. 2709, which is, it shows that they kept building the tower even after they kept building. you know, for 43 years. Well, it depends when. Depends when we count that 43. It could have 43 years could have been some other time period prior to this, but the dispersion occurred in we just said 2747, right? So the 43 could be added to 2747 to get 2790. Maybe that was the beginning of the tower. I mean, we haven't looked at that yet. Well, you get the idea. And if you see what Einstein said with regard to things, it's the same. Let's talk about science a little bit, because science is not anything close to what is true. What science is the practical attempt to make something up that can help us describe what's true, right? That's all it really is. So we're trying to make something up that will fit, right? That's what we're doing, and not be too complicated. So that's really what it's all about. And Einstein said, well, we could say that the photon has some rest mass plus some other component. And then he says, well, it's just too complicated, so we won't do it that way. We'll say that the photon has zero rest mass. And that, you know, I mean, you know, he allows for the fact that it's the scientist who's making the decision as to what it's going to be, you know? There's no truth in science. It's completely what is the simplest explanation, if possible. That's what it really is. That's what Einstein was interested in finding. And that's what we're also doing that. I mean, that's what real science is. But most people don't have the ability to understand this, including, well, everyone at different times. So we got the 2738, right? So how do we relate 57. Oh, yeah, look at this. 2741 minus 57. Did we do that? I think we did. Well, 2741, I can relate it, but I don't know if it's a good relation. We're done, though. But 2741 minus the 30 years, if we say 30 years for Menes at that point, that's 2711, but that wouldn't be correct because Menes, it doesn't make too much sense to say that, but we have the 30 years of Menes here. But it's just something like it's the what it is of course the 27 years of Thoth plus three other years or something like that, right? Not everything is accounted for yet. We're getting close, it seems like. That's it for today's study. It was a pleasure. It was great. I mean, I'm excited. I'm thrilled. It's December 15th, 2024 of the Common Era. The time is 17:07 hours. Canadian Eastern Time, I'm Ward Green. Thank you so much for listening and watching once again. And I love you very much. And in my behalf, this is Sissy. And this is Star. Saying bye for now. And that was the Ark of Urartu, the Orient Express, Chapter 9, Paragraph 8, I believe. Yes. Paragraph 8. So, in all of that, we just did a calculation showing when we expect the Assyrian kingdom to have begun and so on. That's what we talk about in that article. We talk about Gudea and how modest he was, etc. Bye for now.